Burt Church Live Theatre, BCLT, in Airdrie has announced its 2022-23 lineup, brimming with local presenters, community partnerships, and creative collaborations. According to Beverly Stadelman, media representative with BCLT, the 2022-23 presented series acts were selected based on the concept of community, in an effort to represent locals and introduce patrons to new viewpoints, ideas, music, and stories through the performing arts. Whether that's a performance that represents a section of the community, community members on stage, or partnerships that support art in the community, we really want to highlight and support Airdrie's creative scene, Stadelman said. She added a big motivation in choosing this year's performers was the desire to incorporate ideas of diversity, inclusion, and accessibility in line with the City of Airdrie social policy and the 35-50 initiative. The 35-50 initiative is a group of artists across Alberta who strive to take action toward a more equitable, diverse, and inclusive future in performing arts, according to the BCLT's website. We seek to annually present performances and engage artists that reflect the diversity of our community, the site reads. Stadelman added, in order to ensure accessibility to all community members, BCLT has implemented a new pricing model, after a survey indicated Airdronians were seeking more affordable ways to access the arts. We also wanted to ensure that we had a good mix of family-friendly shows, music events, comedy, and theater in the upcoming season, Stadelman said. She added, the 2022-23 season kicks off on September 29 with Nimihitoan, an all-ages music and dance performance created and performed by Wild Mint Arts. Translated from Cree, the name Nimihitoan means to dance and to be in movement, and the performance expresses Indigenous culture through powwow dance, hoop dance, and Métis jigging, along with educating audiences on Indigenous ways of knowing. Nimihitoan will mesmerize audiences with dramatic dancing, spectacular regalia, and the subtle beauty of Native American songs, Stadelman said. The 7:30 p.m. show is a Pay What You Choose event, according to the BCLT rep, with a recommended donation of $15 per seat. However, for those looking to reserve their seat in advance, they will be required to pay the full $15 ticket price. Anyone unable to pay that amount or who would like to donate a different amount can come the day of the show and receive a ticket based on whatever donation they choose to make, said Stadelman. We really want to let as many people experience this because it's also a little bit educational, she added. It's a really fun show. She said, through a local partnership with Airdrie Pride Society, BCLT is offering up a special double showing of a Halloween favorite on October 28. Audiences are encouraged to dress up and interact with the cult classic feature film. For more information, visit tickets.airdrie.ca. Thereafter, on November 3, André-Philippe Gagnon, the Man of a Thousand Voices, will bring his comedic musical performance to the BCLT Theatre, impersonating famous personalities and performers. The first half of the season will wrap up with a Christmas showing of Twas the Night Before Christmas from November 22 to 24. According to Stadelman, a theme that carries through all of the upcoming performances is connection. It's the same reason we go to book clubs or fan clubs or any other space where we could be with other humans and be excited about something we're passionate about, she said. Seeing a performance live is electric. When you laugh at the comedian's jokes, you feel connected, or when you hear someone near you tapping their toe to the music, they're feeling the same beat that you are. These connections will inspire people to either create more art, whether that means starting a band or talking about it on your podcast, or even just creating a funny meme on Facebook. For more information on BCLT's upcoming season, visit tickets.airdrie.ca, or for those interested in volunteering with the organization, contact BCLT directly. Volunteers will meet other people who are passionate about performing arts and also get to see a show for free, Stadelman added.